Has the free market failed us in this time, this era of the virus? Has the free market failed us when it's come to this pandemic? That's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening, sharing the show, tagging a friend for if you're on YouTube, for subbing, for that's what the cool kids call subscribing, subbing. And give me a thumbs up. Really appreciate that. Thank you for all the new subscribers. Thank you for all the new listeners. For those of you who've been listening forever, really appreciate it because it has been a long time. We've been doing this show for a really long time. It's been a blessing. It's been fun. I'm really excited to see what the Lord has been doing, especially excited about our Marco Polo group that's growing and just hearing what you guys are doing. Someone just bought a car and they're fixing it up to sell it or not to sell it. I forgot which, but they're looking to do investments like that. I mean, it's just cool seeing like little different things of what you guys are doing and just to get to know you guys better. I don't always get the time to comment on it, but I do see you guys commenting back and forth and helping each other out, and that's really great. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Over to flfnetwork.com. Put in HGBT in a memo field. You'll get that sweet mug. You'll get tons of other great benefits. And most of all, you will be helping us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. I thought my camera was about to die on me. That's what that slight pause was for. You can email me, Matt, at howtobuildatent.com. Find me on all the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. I was watching the Market Watch, or I was reading through the Market Watch, I should say. And one of their headlines is "The Invisible Hand of the Free Market Failed Us When It Comes to the Pandemic Preparation." The Market Watch, a major publication for, you guessed it, the market, for business, for what's going on in the market. And they are saying that the free market has failed us when it has come to preparing for a pandemic. And in the subtext, with the picture of all the tests that are being run through, they compare it to Korea, South Korea, swift government intervention worked in South Korea to ramp up testing for COVID-19, whereas the market invisible hand failed in the US. So here is the contrast, the free market and the government, and the free market failed us. Now, you may see a pure economic argument here. You may see a choice between two economic systems on when we need one or the other, and Market Watch arguing for the government. But I see just a bunch of big, fat, false idols. A bunch of false idols in government. And you might be saying, Matt, what the heck are you talking about? There's no religion in this at all. There's no idolatry. There's no mention of gods. And there's none of that. There's nothing about worship. No. Oh, yes, there is. See, in the subtext of this is Market Watch's, whoever wrote this piece, their pretext, their presupposition that government can keep you from experiencing these tragedies. Government can save you. And whenever you look to any other entity, whenever you look to any other business, to yourself, any other person, that's idolatry, because only God can save. Only the true God can save. And that is what one of the big fights of our day is going to be and has been for some time. Will government be our God? Now, they being the statist, the ones that are totalitarian, the ones that are believers in big government, they love big government. They think big government can save us, even though there's no evidence to prove it whatsoever. I mean, they can't do anything right. It's amazing. No, that's not true. They can do some things right. They can't do anything right when they step out of their lane. You know, war on drugs, fighting this COVID thing. You know, they're just pretty terrible at all of it, to be quite honest. And what they are saying, and they love, this is what they love. They love saying what government can do for you. They can save you. They can give you money. They can give you, you know, health care. They can give you all these things that you need. But they don't tell you what comes along with that: control, your loss of freedom, incompetence, death. I mean, I was just watching that Waco, Texas Netflix series. I think it was a series from somewhere else, but no one watched it until it came on Netflix. And just watching the incompetence of government. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. But okay, so but the point is that they have such a high view of government that they think that the alternative to free markets is government regulation, centralized control could have stopped this. And they point to Korea, who let their government let the businesses ramp up faster than the United States did. Now, there's a bunch of false arguments in this. I mean, there's a bunch of fallacies in this, I should say. I mean, one of them is that government could actually have done anything better than what they've done, than what the free market did. Then the other fallacy in this is that the free market is intended to prepare us for pandemics. That is, the free market somewhere, some magically, like it's its own entity, is going to keep us safe. That's not what the free market is, guys. The free market is simply the right for me as an individual or company or group organization to be able to buy or sell anything that I choose or desire to buy or sell to another individual, organization, entity that is willing to buy or sell that same thing. That's the free market. The freedom to buy and sell a certain product or service at a given price without any kind of coercion, any kind of force. There's no preparation in that. There's no foresight in that. There's no, as far as the transaction itself, you may be purchasing something, preparing for something in the future, but the system itself and how it works has nothing to do with taking care of individuals or taking care of a country as a whole, a culture, anything like that. It's simply the free market, the free trade, the uncoerced action of buying and selling from one entity or person to another entity or person. And these people are making that false supposition and false premise because of their view of government, because they see the free market as the antithesis to government, and they see government as this savior, this preparer, even though states like New York didn't buy the ventilators they needed, couldn't guess how many they needed, couldn't estimate how many hospital beds they needed. But besides that, governments are supposed to do those things in their mind. Governments are supposed to do and prepare and keep us safe from harm and all of these things and make sure we don't starve and all the social justice stuff and all that stuff. That's what the government's supposed to do. And so the free market, the antithesis of centralized government control, then if the government can't do it, then the free market should do it. And it's that one or the other. There's no other choice here in their minds. And that's why that they can say something this stupid. This is why they are accusing the free markets of failing us, when free markets, by definition, are not supposed to save us from these kinds of things. Nor could they. The third thing that is really stupid about this is that the reason the free market, quote unquote, or to be specific, the businesses and organizations weren't able to scale as fast as they could have. Not that they didn't do it pretty fast. I think they did it pretty fast. Not that they didn't then specifically in test in this article. The reason why businesses couldn't get tests out faster was government regulations. You can't make this up. So it's the free market's failure that the government had so many regulations on these types of tests, what tests can be made and all that stuff. I'm not going to get into the details. Because the government could told and had so many regulations on what businesses could and couldn't do in this area, they couldn't scale as fast as other countries like South Korea. And it's the failure of free markets. So the regulations put on them by the government is the failure of those entities. That's like the government blaming, well, how should I say this? It's like the government blaming individuals for their spending problem. It's like blaming Americans for not paying enough in taxes when they're really just spending more money than we could ever take in and we can never, ever get from taxes. That's what it's like. So what's going on here? Market Watch is doing this, not some communist crazy blogger in a basement, not some uninformed, unintelligent, random blog, but Market Watch, a leading publication in business, economics, in the market. It's in their name, Market Watch. How can they butcher the free market so much? And why would they ever publish something like this? Because it's just like what Hillary Clinton said. We had that clip before. What's that saying? Never let a crisis go to waste. And the elites in these publications are, and elsewhere, are on an all-out war on freedom. Can't you see it? Do you hear it in the helicopters circling the public sphere on the beaches, telling people to go back? You are not allowed here. You must go back to your house arrest. In these kinds of publications, you don't have the right to buy and sell any products or services that you want to buy or sell because you didn't prepare us for this pandemic. The government needs to take over. Why would an article like this be written? These are the questions we need to ask ourselves. Why would a Market Watch publication write an anti-market opinion piece? Because they hate freedom. They're statist, totalitarians. And they're using this to further sour the American people on freedom. Guys, come trust the government. We'll take care of you. Oh, don't mind that we're rounding you up and forcing you to go back to your homes. Never mind that Bill de Blasio warned the Jews and said if they go to synagogue, well, they're going to round them up. Never mind that. Never mind that we're fining your churches. We're arresting people that are going to worship together. Never mind that the government is telling you how long you can go to church and who you can get close to and when you can take communion. Never mind that. We're going to take care of you. Isn't that the most important thing, your life? You don't really need your freedom. Freedom didn't save you anyways, guys. The free market failed you. This is what's being pushed on us. This is what we have to fight against. This is what we have to be careful of. And this is where we need to make our stand. This is up, guys. I was just doing the math with my wife of our county. Not going to say which, because who knows what crazies are out there. That the death rate for the people with this virus in our county was 0.08%. That's 0.008th of a percent. It was the death rate. Our county has been closed down. Our small businesses have been run out of business. We have the totalitarians speaking from helicopters. Go back to your homes. These beaches are not accessible. We have the magistrates fining and throwing people in jail who would dare worship the true and living God. You must worship and bow down to us. You must listen to our decrees. You must listen to what we tell you to do. After all, the free market failed you. After all, the one who created freedom failed you. Did the God you worship save you from this? Did the God you worship keep this from happening? This devastation, this atrocity? When you pull the curtains back, we're seeing an infection rate and death rate that does not justify this. And so I ask you, why are these entities doing this? Why are these governments doing this? Why are these opinion pieces being written? It's because they hate your freedom and they're coming for you and they're fighting you and they're leveraging culture. Stay home, be safe. That's the on the radio, on satellite radio. I was listening to that as we were driving to the park. Was it be home, be safe, and something? There's like they have catchy slogans on how you're losing your freedom. And it's coming from all fronts, from the government, from the business, from the publications, from the media, from the culture. And if we don't wise up and identify this as what this is, it's idolatry. It's you will bow down and serve us. We're going to lose this fight. If we don't start calling this out for what it is, we're going to lose this fight. Who cares about your portfolio if the government runs things? Who cares about your business? Because even let's say you had a successful business, you had a successful portfolio, and the government can just do this again. Remember, they're claiming victory for this. It worked. The shutdown worked. The shutdown worked, which means they'll do it again. Beware, be safe, be praying, be repenting. And let's get in the fight. Let's be the courageous men that the careful men someday will write about. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.